Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, freedom, peace, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in. I am very grateful, very honored, and very happy that we are joined by Tracy Ryman. Tracy Ryman is the president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And Tracy is joining us from Los Angeles. Welcome, Tracy. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is very exciting, and congratulations on becoming the president of PETA. That's quite an accomplishment and very powerful. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. It was exactly 1 year ago tomorrow that happened. So it's been an exciting year.
Wow. Well, I'd love to hear about this.
You've got it. Well, PETA, of course, was founded in 1980 by Ingrid Newkirk, and we operate under the simple principle that animals are not ours for food, clothing, experimentation, entertainment, or to use for any other reason. And we do that through provocative or quirky campaigns, through undercover investigations, celebrity ads, envelope pushing activities, to expose the suffering of animals and give people a way to do something, to act, to stop it. We have entities around the world, in London, in France, Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, India, Australia, Asia. We are worldwide. And I have been at PETA for almost 35 years, and it's been quite a journey to see how far we've come back then when there was very little vegan food. I mean, you basically had to mix powder and water to make a veggie burger back then. And now, of course, you can order one pretty much anywhere you go, whether it's an airport or a hotel or a restaurant in the middle of nowhere. It's been wonderful to see the incredible progress that we have made in those past 35 years.
Yes, thank you. And I truly believe that without veganism, animal liberation obviously is impossible. So thank you for all you do with promoting and spreading veganism, and also making it very easy with your PETA Starter Vegan Kit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I love to say that the number one thing you can do to help animals is to go vegan. And if you're already vegan, it's helping others find their way to it. You know, so many people don't realize that chickens form friendships, they love their families, they feel joy, they dream when they sleep, they worry about the future just like humans do, but they suffer so much, whether it's for egg-laying hens who are quote-unquote cage-free, or whether it's for chicken, you know, they are bred to grow so unnaturally fast that they will collapse under their own weight and are killed when they're only 6 weeks old. They're babies. And so we do everything we possibly can to help people understand who animals are, so that they can then make the decision to live a kinder life. And we provide them with a vegan starter kit, which you can order for free on our website at PETA.org. And we have recipes galore. I mean, there's just hundreds of recipes and tips and tricks for how to make that transition.
Yes, thank you, Tracy. And can you please talk about that some more, about the age of the animals? Because I think that a lot of people are not aware of that, both within the food industry, but also the unfortunate biomedical testing and all that with the thousands and actually millions of animals involved. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I think that people would be horrified if they really truly understood that almost all the animals they eat are babies, you know, or they are very young. I mean, chickens who lay eggs are crammed into these cages, or they're just crammed into warehouses if they're cage free. They're not living a life outdoors, but they only live for 18 months. They lay more than 300 eggs in a year. What they would normally lay in a year in nature is about 15. And that just increase is devastating for the animals. It causes them to have brittle bones. And up to 97% of chickens who are in cage-free facilities have broken sternums, breastbones, because of that lack of calcium that they're getting in their bones. And for the chickens who are raised and killed for food, 6 weeks old. And dairy cows, when they have a baby, if they're a male, they are shipped off to become veal and kept in veal crates. And if they're female, they grow up to be just like their mother. So they're constantly re-impregnated so that their babies are taken away from them. And the milk that was meant for them is packaged up for humans.
Again, how important it is for all the vegans to be active in whichever way they can to help awaken humanity so that we can have a just and a peaceful world where all are safe, happy, and free.
Yes.
Sarah thought she'd always be a vegetarian, but from that day she's gone and changed a thing or two. And now she's Sarah the vegan, completely awake. 'Cause the milk that's made for a baby calf is not our milk to take.
Let's have a little musical interlude with snippets of Vegan Smythe in Australia. This is his song, Sarah the Vegetarian, followed by Human Milk Dairy.
Oh, Sarah, oh, Sarah, what's a mother to do? What's a mother to do?
All right, so if you've ever said, oh, these vegans are dreamers, you know, I mean, if everyone went vegan, oh, the economy would be butchered. Butchered. Or if you've ever said, ah, you know, I'd love to be a vegan. Oh, I would so love it. But, you know, I couldn't give up my cheese. Couldn't give it up. No, not me. Couldn't give up my milk, not my cream. Well, if you've ever said either of those two things, I've got three words for you. Three words. Human milk dairy. Ah, human milk dairy. It's my own concept. Kill two beans with one burrito. All right, so you'd create thousands of jobs, plus millions of litres of frothy white discharge for your cornflakes. Jessica's scored a place at the human milk dairy. Although her teachers had told her that she'd never amount to much. Oh yeah, congratulations, Jess, well done. And Jessica's in a great mood at the human milk dairy. Oh, those milky mornings, ah, that squeezing touch. And she's making it to the top by making her milk non-stop. Camilla is like the queen of the human milk dairy. She's been pregnant for 11 straight years, but she still looks swell. But Camilla is getting too old for the human milk dairy. Although apart from her swollen, infected nipples, she's well.
And on the note of the animals who are imprisoned for food in our food industry, I've noticed that, especially in the last several years, there's been a big push by many people to promote things that are called quote-unquote humane farms. Yet, we know that that is not the answer. Veganism is the answer. So can you please address that?
You can't believe the humane meat myth. It's a lie. And we encourage people not to believe that organic or any of these other labels, sustainable or regenerative, mean anything for the animals. They don't.
Let's have a little musical interlude. This is Feel Their Pain, Annette Rudat, in Munich, Germany, and I Feel in Croatia.
How can you look at them and feel nothing? How can you see their pain and walk by? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you say, I want my cheese, although you know who died for it? Little baby cow, how can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
Please, I beg you, feel the pain, whether they're a caged or in chains, it doesn't matter.
How can you still eat the meat, even though you know it's a dead body? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you still go visit a zoo where animals are chained, only there for you? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
This is just a snippet of the
song.
Please,
I beg you, feel the pain, whether they are caged or in chains,
It is heartbreaking seeing all the transport trucks here in Massachusetts bringing animals to the auctions. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not just factory farms. The injustice and the fear and the trauma and the anxiety and the confusion and the sadness that the animals are experiencing is just across the board. So again, thank you for all your work on creating, co-creating a vegan world, Tracy.
Mm. Yes, yes. And if there are people who want to get active and promoting veganism, there's so many things that they can do. They can join our action team and learn about protests in their area and other events. They can get our leaflets and stickers for free to educate people. That you can have a table at a farmer's market or another event, and we will help them do that. You can put vegan starter kits in magazines at grocery stores or in little free libraries. You can talk to restaurant managers, share investigation footage that we have on our website. But most important, feed everyone you know. The barrier to becoming vegan is never having tried it. So we are out there with our Free the Chicken truck and our ice cream truck, which I know you've talked about before, letting people try vegan chicken and vegan ice cream, oftentimes for the very first time. And it really helps them understand that this is not as difficult as they may have thought it had been. And they will start trying more and more of these options and make that transition.
On your website, I saw your lobster campaign in Maine. Mm-hmm.
Yes. In fact, we just did a protest at the Maine Lobster Festival where we had a person painted red with lobster legs and arms. And it said, try to relate to who's on your plate, go vegan. And millions of people have seen this online. And, you know, at the end of the day, no compassionate person would boil an animal alive. And we need people to think about that. When you are sitting down to a meal, who was that animal before they became a meal? And make that change.
Yes, thank you, Tracy. And I admire that you have been working with PETA for over 30 years, right? You've been the president for the past year. And
correct.
Wow. How do you keep sane and with knowing all you know and witnessing all you've witnessed with all the animal exploitation, injustice, and suffering?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am lucky because I am optimistic by nature. But PETA is more than 10 million strong, and there are countless others who are eating vegan, who are buying jackets made of innovative materials, not cows. I see all of this progress every year. We have a lot of work still to do, don't get me wrong, but it's really uplifting to see how many people are starting to change and understand and make changes in their lives. We're having an event in Boston. If you want to come to that, please join us. Information about that is also on our website.
Yes, thank you. And that's very encouraging to hear from you, Tracy. Yes, because we know that as vegan activists, that is one of the biggest challenges is to just keep positive in spite of the constant resistance to veganism, but thank goodness it is shifting towards a vegan world and a world of animal liberation, which again leads to, I believe, peace on earth and justice and harmony in the human society as well as in the animal queendom and kingdom.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you, Tracy. And I keep hope and faith that the billions, literally billions of dollars that go into animal exploitation industries, both business, corporations, as well as military, as well as government, will one day be available for the sanctuaries, the hundreds and hundreds of sanctuaries around the world.
Yeah. So there's a lot to be positive about.
We're listening to Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Tracy is joining us for an interview on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tracy Ryman. During the break, let's enjoy this song by Vegan Queen Bee. Beautiful, powerful, free. Beautiful, powerful, free. To Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We are joined for an interview with Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Just this past year, we recently did our first large-scale investigation into a bird breeder that supplied parakeets. Urge people to not to buy birds. You can adopt, don't shop. There are birds who need homes all over the place.
Tracy, along with PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk and other PETA leaders, will be in Boston on Saturday, August 15th, at the Hampshire House, located in the heart of Boston's famous Beacon Hill. They will be reliving PETA's magical milestones, stepping back into a time before PETA existed, then be transported back to the here and now, where millions of animals are safe and sound. And then the not-so-distant future when animals will be liberated from every imaginable harm. PETA.org for more information.
You are beautiful. You are powerful. You are free.
Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'd also like to let you know about other upcoming vegan events, and that is the Vibrant Vegan Fest in September in Missouri, just outside of Kansas City, and Vegan Queen V will be coming from across the pond from England, UK, to perform at Vibrant Vegan Fest. Also coming up on August 8th in New York City, Black Veg Fest. Conversation with Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA. Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA. Yes, we just want to help people transition to non-exploitation, non-violence-based industries. And so can you please give some examples, say, for small dairy farmers?
They can start growing vegetables or soybeans or wheat or any number of things. I mean, I think there are actually quite a number of examples of dairy farmers who have made that transition. And I think there's no better thing for them to do. They've got the land, they've got all that they need, basically. They just need a little bit of support, and that support is out there for them if they want that.
Yes, that's wonderful to hear. And again, it's very, very empowering and comforting also to know that PETA has been active since 1980. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's exciting. But we need more people to join our movement. So, you know, anyone who is interested in doing more or just wanting to understand more, I say come to our website and join our action team, and you'll start to learn about the things that we provide and the activities that you can participate in. If you're a little shy or nervous, we'll start you on something that's a little more your speed. Or if you're excited to join your first protest, we're there too, and we're out there and we need ya.
Yes, and a big shout out to your founder, Ingrid Newkirk, for founding PETA in 1980.
Yes, absolutely. I'll just say one last thing. You know, it takes only one person to change an animal's life, and that could be you, any of you listening. So please don't underestimate your power as an individual to bring about change for animals. Be unapologetically opposed to animal abuse and use your power to help save lives.
Yes, and it's wonderful and exciting that both you and PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk will be in Boston, August 15th, 2026.
Yes, please join us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Tracy. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages would you like to leave with our listeners?
I would just say, you know, again, the best thing you can do to help animals is to go vegan. And the second best thing you can do to help animals is to feed other people vegan food. So make sure you bring food to a potluck. You bring vegan food to family dinners. You take your friends or family out to restaurants that serve vegan food and help us push this movement forward.
We are joined by Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you very much, Tracy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that you have this show and that you're a voice for animals and all of the things that you do. Are you in Boston?
Worcester, Central Massachusetts.
You're in Worcester. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. Great.
Okay.
Well, it's really a pleasure to meet you and to have the chance to be on your show.
Thanks. Thanks, Tracy.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Have you ever felt voiceless? Have you felt completely alone? Have you ever felt choiceless? Like there's no way home? I've got some extra strength to give, so I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice. I think you know what they'd want to say. You can be their voice. You can tell a friend, I'll tell a friend, where you shine a light into the darkness. Darkness ends. Since we know they're voiceless and they're being abused, how can we not speak out? How could we be excused? We've got some extra strength to give, and we can be their voice. We can be their voice. I think we know what
I know what they'd want to say. I will be their voice. Be their voice. I will be their voice. I will be their voice.
Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Much thanks to Tracy Ryman for joining us for an interview on Vegan Nation, and also to Ingrid Newkirk and all at PETA. At the close of the program, we'll hear the Chicken Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. We just heard Vegan Smythe in Australia. I will be their voice.
Still the line.
Let's go out with Sally Zito. Still the line.
Stop the trucks. Freeze the production.
Much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Take them down off their hooks. Tell the knocker to put down his gun. Swing the gate. Today is the day that everyone claims that they have compassion.
This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Still the line goes on, filled with all the forgotten ones. We will stand up until
thank you for tuning in with Vegan Nation.